The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what line's my favorite one. I don't think I like the "we're all on the same boat" because I don't like a lot of people on my boat.
So, oh, okay.
Bring your own boat. Right. And stay away from me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that good or bad?
Yeah.
Trying to get away from a lot of things. That's what a lot of people buy boats for.
Yeah.
Right?
To get away.
And they listen to Boat Smart to learn how to get away from people on their boat so they can be out there and enjoy the day.
Exactly. We're not only teaching you boat smarts, we're teaching you how to be antisocial.
Exactly. So turn off your radio. No, don't do that. No. I'm just kidding. I am just kidding.
Crank it up.
You know, I tell you what. Yeah, crank it up and we'll play that song again. Mm-hmm. So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. That is the phone number. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. Mercury engines in stock from 40 to 200 horsepower. Key Marine Center, your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki Repower Center, specializing in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha products. So you need to check them out on Facebook as well. And I heard you say about, you said something about my GoPro, you know, trying to video
Yeah.
My GoPro is like a bad nightmare boat GoPro because like a boat deal where you work on a boat, it works perfect and the customer takes it and then it don't work again. So I've been having trouble with it, trying to figure it out, but I hope I can get that thing nailed down. You know, I'm just trying to learn something new.
Yeah.
And I've been working with it and trying to figure all that out. And it may not be the right camera for this, so I don't know. We'll figure out what's going on with that, you know. So I'm just keep practicing and trying. And one thing we don't do over at Georgetown Tech in the Marine Service class is we never quit.
Right.
We may adjust a little bit. We may try to do something different or something, but we never quit. So, you know, that's a good lesson for everybody. Never quit. Just keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we are having a good time over there. It is getting down to, I have 3 days left. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
3 days left until summer school. Mm. And, yeah, you know, it's really going fast. It's gone fast. But let me say this. It's been a really good year. And my students, you know, they've done a great job this year. And I don't know that I tell them that enough, but I always tell them, you know, I try to tell them you're doing a good job and I appreciate y'all. And I really do appreciate them, you know. And they asked me the other day, they said, "Why are you in such a good mood?" I said, "It's because I love y'all. You know, I want to be here and do this job with you guys and learn with you and help you learn and that kind of stuff." So, yeah, we're having a great time over there. 3 more days left. My students are all going to be there the last 3 days. And sometimes the other classes in there kind of dwindle out the last few days. I don't know why people want to take an extended, you know, time off. I don't understand that. My class does not. They're kind of sad because we're going to have a break between now and summer school. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So jot that phone number down. We're going to give a hat away today. We're going to give a hat, a keychain, and a shirt from Suzuki from Key Marine Center. So jot that phone number down, 850-437-1620. I have a trivia question from Chris this morning, and I'm going to give that out there in just a minute, and we'll see who can win that prize from Key Marine. They love giving stuff away. And, it gets you over there in the door, and you get to meet everybody and understand that that's just a great place to do business. So this week, congratulations to Colton. And I've mentioned Colton's name several times. Maybe I'll have him on the show one day. Last week's show was awesome. I had so many comments on that show.
It was cool.
It was very fun. And just to have that interaction with Amelia and everything that she's doing over there. And I'm going to try to get Colton on a show one day and get him on here. But he earned his Yamaha inline certification, worked very hard for that. And we're going to give that out to him on Wednesday night. We'll probably do a little cookout or bring some food in or something Wednesday for our last night at school. So that's going to be fun. We had 3 seniors that graduating this year that were in my class. And we talk about dual enrollment, younger people in my class. And that's so very important for Georgetown Tech or any school to have people come from the high school, students come from high school and go through our class. And Wednesday, was their last day because they're graduating, they're getting ready to walk and all that stuff. And, you know, I brought them into class and tried to give them a word of encouragement and tell them how good they are doing in class. And then, you know, the big thing about leaving high school and now growing up, right? I don't know how quick you grew up when you got out of high school. I didn't grow up very quick. I was working, you know, and all that stuff, but still had a lot going on. Never didn't know what I was wanting to do for a real career or anything like that. So I encouraged them to come back. We have one that's going to come back for sure.
Okay.
I have one that's going to go into an IT program. So he's not interested. And that's okay. You know, we talk about that, right? You know, maybe it's not for you.
Right.
And then I have another one I'm working on, you know, and trying to make him or to make, so make, want him to make a good decision in his life. And I encouraged him to say, okay, you know, maybe you want a career in the marine industry. And he's thinking about it.
Cool.
You know, just coming out of high school, you really don't know.
Right.
So we'll see what happens there. So very exciting for the seniors as they transition from my, from our school and high school, of course, out into the real world, if you will, becoming adults, you know, helping, you know, be good with the community and all the stuff that we do, you know, be valid in the community, getting jobs and stuff. And that's what we do at George Stone. We help the seniors, the students, as, you know, come through our class, transition out into the real world.
Yes.
You know, and it's tough out there.
Yeah. That's when the rubber meets the road or the pontoon meets the water.
All that stuff. Yeah, you know,
fiberglass.
That's where you better make sure your bilge pump's working.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So, yeah, exactly. So again, let me give out that phone number. I'm going to throw that trivia question out there. And the trivia question is from Chris. Okay. The phone number 850-437-1620 is the phone number. And you can call or text. I prefer phone calls. I just love phone calls. I like hearing your voices out there, you know. So call or text. So here's the trivia question. What year did Suzuki celebrate their 50th anniversary? This is Suzuki Marine. What year did Suzuki celebrate their 50th anniversary? If you can call with that, and we'll be more than happy to give you those prizes, that Key Marine hat, T-shirt, and Key lanyard from them. So
we're
cool.
Taking the first call or text?
First call or text.
All right.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay.
437-1620.
Yep, we'll do that. So as we get into the year and transitioning out, you know, we're just trying to wrap up stuff at the end of the year. So much going on, trying to finish up jobs, trying to finish up paperwork, trying to get students graded and moved on into whatever direction they're going to go. So we are very busy with all that, you know. We did get the yak out of there yesterday.
Oh, did you say yak?
Yak. Just finished cleaning up your room.
Yeah.
That's right.
The yak is gone, huh?
Yeah, the yak is gone. And we're like, yakety yak, get out of here, you know. But the customer's so very happy with that. Amelia took some videos and stuff of the yak when she pulled it outside. It looked so much different, and the customer's very happy.
Very nice.
You know, and he's planning on maybe going fishing with some of our students, you know. So that's pretty cool, too, because sometimes that happens. We have students that we talk about how they fish together, right, and they learn from each other.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get another teacher that comes in there and they want to learn how to fish, too, and they talk to my students, like, hey, can you go fishing with me and show me how to do that, too? And sometimes that happens as well.
Very cool.
You know, so that's cool. So, you know, we're trying to help everybody out. So that's cool. And he's talking about bringing another boat in there. I haven't authorized that yet. He's got an older boat, so I might look at that one for him. But we'll see how that works out. But it's a real boat. It has an engine and everything in it.
Right.
Not sure what it is. But, yeah, so we're wrapping up the year, trying to get into the new year. We have an old-school boat in there. I call it old-school. It's a two-stroke Yamaha, fuel-injected 200, which, you know, when I start thinking about my career, and that's the stuff that I started on, or you know, the older two strokes and stuff like that. And we have one in there. We did a lot of trailer work. We did a lot of trailer work on the boat. So we're just now starting on the motor because we couldn't work on the motor because it wasn't on a trailer. So it was sitting on stands. And I taught my students how to take this boat off of the stand, off of the trailer, and put it on stands. And that's stuff that you don't get anywhere in our industry as far as learning environment. Now, if you go to these different tech schools, I'm sure they don't pull boats off of trailers like we do.
How do you do it?
Well, we have a lift that we use, and we use the A-frame, and we use our forklift, and we come up front, and we lift the back of it up, and then we ease the front of it up, and we're back and forth. And I actually have a student, Aiden, that was running the forklift because he has his forklift certification that he got at George Stone through my class, right?
Nice.
So we're allowing him to do that. You know, my heart always pounds when we're doing this because I'm picking a boat up, you know, and it is, you know, a little stressful. You got new people all around, but I'm very careful telling students don't get under the boat and all this stuff. So we lift it up. We get it just cleared enough to the trailer that we can pull the trailer out. And then we block up the keel, and we that's the area where the center of the boat, that's the strongest part of a boat is the keel. And we block it up, and we sit the boat down on the keel nice and easy, and then we support the side so the boat can't rock back and forth. And then, you know, it's good to go. So they pulled the boat out, or pulled the trailer out, did all the work, and then we got the trailer back under with the process in reverse. If I did a video of that, I could just do the off video and then reverse it, and that's how it goes back on. So it was pretty cool. So they got that done, and they're working on that 200, and they're having they were troubleshooting it, and it was kind of funny to watch them troubleshoot. I got my very newest students on this one already. And, you know, we got to learn two strokes. So I thought, well, we're getting in the year. I got, you know, I can get out there with you a little bit. Let's do the two stroke, and we're just going to just jump right in, right?
Yeah.
And they started working on it, and they found two problems on it immediately. But they were scratching their heads like, could this be the problem? And the problem was the boat wouldn't run for very long. It would die, you know, and then that kind of stuff. So they were working on it, and they found two problems. One problem was the fuel filter was leaking, which causes air to get into the system. So, of course, it's not going to run for very long if that's happening. And then the other part was just as simple as a tune-up, putting spark plugs in it and the motor ran. We ran it out on a dyno, double-checked everything. And one of the things they said during the What Did You Learn was we thought it would be more. We were anticipating more of a problem. And, you know, and one student even said, I was wanting it to be more.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That's a rare occasion where you want there to be more of a problem.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes that you wanting it to be more can be very, you know, it can be very difficult. So, yeah.
We do have a text in here.
Okay.
Can you see that?
That is it. How did you know that?
I don't know how they knew it, but if you'll text in, you just texted in that the year was, the answer is 2015.
Yep.
2015 was the year of that anniversary. And if you'll just text us your first and last name.
Yeah.
And and where you're texting from. And then you can go by Key Marine and get your hat and a keychain and what else?
And a shirt.
Yeah. Wow. Cool.
They stepped it up out there, you know, waiting on to give a motor away. I don't know if they're going to do that, but they'll probably give you a good deal.
Yeah.
You mentioned Boat Smart, and it's on. You know?
Right, yeah.
It's on. They're going to give you the discount. So, yeah, we appreciate that. Thank you for listening, and thank you for answering that trivia question for us. We appreciate that very much. And that came from Chris. Chris is in my classroom. One of my, I don't want to say older students. When I say senior, I mean been in there for a while, but one of my older students who is actually a senior student, been in there a while, and he really works well in my class. He's just easy to get along with and helps my younger students and stuff like that too. So great guy. Thank you for that, Chris. We appreciate that. And I put him on the spot this morning. I said, I need a Suzuki trivia question. Go. And he just got it to me. So
yeah. So our winner is Nelson this morning.
All right.
Nelson.
Thank you, Nelson.
He
we appreciate that.
Pensacola driving around for work and said to tell Mr. Schmidt hi.
So, all right. Yeah, appreciate
thanks for
that.
Listening. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. So I talked about, I've been saying we were going to talk about water separators a little bit and battery switches. And the reason I was trying to get on that subject, I had several boats come through the school, and they were not, you know, dinosaur age old boats. They were, you know, they were fairly new within the last 10-year old boats, but none of them had water separate, three or four of them in a row, no water separator, no battery switch. So I got to thinking about, you know, these two components that are on a boat. And the question would be, do you think you need a water separator? And maybe you don't know what a water separator is, right? Yeah. A water separator is a filter. It's like if you know an oil filter or a canister type filter, that actually, when fuel and water goes through your system, it'll separate the water from the fuel and allow the fuel to go to the engine and the water to settle down in the bottom of the filter for a period of time. Now, you can't dump, you know, like a quarter or a gallon of water in there expected to hold a gallon because it's only like a half a quart of fuel, right?
Right.
So what will happen is eventually if you continue to run that motor with water getting in the system, eventually it'll saturate the filter and, of course, your motor will die. But it will protect you against water that's in the system normally, if that makes any sense. We're in a humid area. It's humid outside.
Right.
You know, water is attracted to fuel fuel that has ethanol in it. So what the water separating filter does, it helps you prevent water getting to the engine, which wreaks havoc. on motors. You know, it wreaks havoc on primer bulbs and motors and, you know, the fuel system, that kind of stuff. So do I recommend a water separating filter in your system? No doubt, 100%. If you don't have one, you need to get one. Okay, especially in our area. It's so very important. So if you don't have one, you need to get it. And you also need to have somebody that knows how to install one, do it professionally. Okay, because there's a lot to it. It seems like a simple project. You know, you take one hose off, put another hose in, and then take it to the motor, you know, from the fuel tank to the separator to the motor. But if you do not route the lines correctly, or if you put too many fittings in line, now you've created a restriction problem. Also, I've seen some crazy stuff with water separators. I've seen boats that have two or three water separating filters in line on one engine at a time. It's crazy what you see.
Yeah.
They think more is better, right?
Right.
And in this case, it's not. Because you have to have fuel flow. You have to have, you know, fuel moving from the fuel tank to the engine. And if you restrict that in any way, you have a major problem on your hands.
Right.
You get an engine that can run lean and that kind of stuff. Years ago, I had a boat that the customer, when I had my business, customer was complaining. He was on his third engine repower, not a repower, the block. He blew up three, basically. By the time I got there, it was the third engine.
Wow.
Okay? Within a matter of months.
Oh, man.
First time, yeah. Ew. First time, he paid for it. Second time, they warranted it. Which was okay.
Yeah.
Third time, they told him no more.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But the problem wasn't the engine. The problem was the fuel system. And when I went down there to the dock, and I was just looking at it, it was a twin-engine boat, from what I recall, 200 horsepower or something. You know, I'm not going to mention manufacturer or nothing because that doesn't matter, you know?
Right.
So a lot of times you can troubleshoot just by talking to a customer. You know, when I heard he's on his third problem.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
And the reason I found out about the third problem was because I troubleshot it. It had low compression, and I was like, now I'm starting to get some information, right? And I said, you blew a power head, you know. And he's like, oh, you know, mad at this point,
right.
Not happy. So I'm talking to him, I'm looking at the boat, and what I see is crazy. And what happened was they had a fuel water separator filter in it, but from that to that separator and away from it, they had all these kinked fuel lines and fittings in line all through the system. Well, anytime you add a fuel line that's kinked, of course, or it gives a restriction, the length of the fuel line, all these factors add to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had several fittings, 90 degree going in, 90 degree going out, 90 degree going around a corner, and it was like a mess. And just by looking at that, I knew right away what failed the motor was the fact that it was running lean the whole time because it couldn't get fuel in it. And if a customer tells you my motor really ran great right before it blew up, they're not telling you a lie. So we got a text.
Yes. Speaking of, somebody wants to know their boat is overheating at trolling speed. Any idea what that problem might be?
Yeah. Probably gonna need a little more information on that, but yeah. You know, I always start with water pumps and services, right? And I always start with a conversation with the customer. When was the last time you had it serviced? Is it only at trolling speed? Does it run better at wide open? Is it idle not a problem, you know?
Right.
But at trolling speed, that's going to probably be around the 1,200, 1,500 RPM range, somewhere in that ballpark, right? Again, a lot of questions have to be asked, but, you know, is the water pump weak? Sometimes a weak water pump at certain lower RPMs won't push the water, and if you get up on plane, it will. So that's possibly a problem. Just not enough information there, but, you know, more than happy to try to help you out more.
Yeah, we've got a few minutes left. If you can text back in and let us know a little bit more information on that, we'll get some answers for you. Somebody else texted in, what is the best paint to use to stop barnacles on metal shafts and outboards?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Of course, I used to bottom paint boats and you know, back in my early days when I got into the industry. And, you know, things change a lot. Now, there's different type paints for fiberglass, there's different type of paints for the metal. So if you're going to have to talk to any of these. I would go to a boat yard, and they're the ones that are doing all this stuff. So it does make a difference whether you put it on metal or fiberglass, and it does make a difference whether you're in freshwater or saltwater. So I would talk to them guys and see what they're doing as far as that, because if you put the wrong paint on, you can actually create corrosion problems too, okay? So you have to be careful with that. You know, so I'm not into that. I always put on there what they told me to put on there, and I wasn't the expert. I was the installer, right? So, you know, but there is a big difference, and I know that. Okay, but bottom paint is important if you're leaving the boat in the water, and it does depend. Like if you got an outdrive or a lower unit, and you're putting bottom paint, it is not the same as what you put on the bottom of the boat. Okay, so it makes a big difference.
Okay.
Hope I kind of answered that.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll wait to see if we get any more information on the trolling speed issue there. You're listening to News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Boat Smart, with your host, Stefan Schmidt. I am Jake Walker, hanging out, just taking your texts and calls, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you know, so a lot of times you have to troubleshoot stuff by looking at it, and that happened to be the case on that. So, again, yes, you do need a water separator. And I would suggest that you have it professionally installed and because you can mess up your motor if you don't do it right. Okay. And then we talk about battery switches. I said I'm going to mention battery switches a little bit. None of these boats have battery switches in them. Hmm. How important is a battery switch? Well, it's very important because when you leave your boat anywhere, if it's in your driveway, at the marina, or whatever, you want to make sure that you have a way to disconnect all the systems other than the auto bilge pump circuit where you at least get the water out of the boat. Right.
Yeah.
So a battery switch is very important. I've heard of so many boats that in my career time that have caught fire because something malfunctioned in the boat. And had they turned their battery switch off or had a battery switch, that would have prevented that from happening. Had a customer one time that had a bass boat that was in his garage. And, you know, a lot of times when a boat burns or something, I was a progressive repair center when I own my business. So the boat would come to me, they'd bring the fire people, you know, the adjuster out there and look at it and stuff. And sometimes I had to figure it out, right? What happened? And on this particular boat, the boat caught fire, which caught the house on fire, right? And what they figured happened was that the motor trimmed up and it kept trimming up and kept trimming up. Well, there's supposed to be a little, in a trim motor, it shouldn't overheat to a point of burning. It should disconnect. Okay, this one happened to just keep on running, and it got the wire so hot that it actually caught the boat on fire, which caught the house on fire, right? So if he had a battery switch inside there, most bass boats don't have battery switches in them, believe it or not. Okay, but if you're going to keep your boat in your house or near your house or in if you're in a storage facility, a high dry, they always recommend you have a battery switch.
I would think they would require it.
It's not required.
Huh.
No, it's not required. In larger boats, you know, they come from the factory battery switches and stuff like that. And again, that's something that you want somebody to professionally install at Key Marine. So if you don't have a battery switch, yes, I highly recommend doing that. It does so many things. It eliminates the possibility or the most possibility of having a battery that's drawn down the next time you get ready to use your boat. Nothing worse than coming to your boat 2 or 3 weeks later and get ready to use it and your batteries are dead. You know, and even if you got a brand new battery, if it draws it down all the way, the battery is shot at that point. So you don't even, it's done. You can't even recharge, you know, a cranking battery when it draws it all the way down like that.
It's done, huh?
It's done. Mm. So it's a good way to protect your battery. It's a good way to protect your boat, your house, the, you know, wherever you're storing it and that stuff that, you know, in that aspect. So yes, need a battery switch. So I always recommend that kind of stuff. And I knew I was going to hit that subject here as we got into this show. Yeah. You know, so
how difficult is it to put in a battery switch?
You have to do some wiring when you do that. And depending on the boat, if you got twin engines, three batteries, two batteries, whatever the case is, battery switches can be very complicated. And different boat manufacturers use different, you know, amounts of battery switches, and each battery switch controls different things in the boat. Hmm. You must have a manual on battery switches when you get into these larger boats and how to operate them. We teach battery switches at Georgetown Tech. I teach the very basics, and I do that. I teach single batteries, dual batteries, triple batteries, twin-engine boats, single-engine boats, and isolators as well. So we do that over there.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we do a lot. And we're already to the end of the show again.
We are, man. Got about 8 seconds here before the lady sings.
Yep, thank you for the caller. Go out there to Key Marine, out there on Bower Road, and pick up your stuff. And we appreciate the listeners this week. And I'll be back next week and to talk about some more things. Our principal's retiring, and I'm going to talk about that.
Oh, cool.
Mr. Rollins has been there 12 years. We're going to have him on the show in June, so y'all tune in to that. That's going to be very exciting to talk to him about his career at Georgetown Tech. After 12 years, he's retiring.
Wow.
From Georgetown. He's been in you know, with Escambia County longer than that. But yeah.
Right.
All right.
Georgetowncollege.edu. Stefan, thank you so much.
Thank you.